held every 3 years, the 2024 FOCAC Summit will be the first since China reopened after the pandemic and suffered an economic slowdown. The meeting of leaders is also happening amid growing geopolitical rivalry between Beijing and the West. Cliff Mboya is an analyst with the Pretoria-based China Global South Project.
As a global power competition intensifies and we're seeing a widening gap between China, the US and the West, I expect in this forum China to try and consolidate its ideological and political alliance with the continent.
China is the largest producer of solar panels in the world and in 2023 accounted for 3/4 of global investment in overall green technology manufacturing, according to data from the International Energy Agency. However, China has overproduced and is now facing a mismatch in supply and demand for its glut of products. The US and EU, keen to protect their own manufacturing and jobs, have enacted protectionist policies, increasing tariffs on products from China, including electric vehicles, batteries, solar panels, and critical minerals. Mboya again.
We see that Chinese products are increasingly facing tariff restrictions in the US and Europe. And I believe China will be looking for alternative markets in Africa.
In exchange, African leaders will be looking to reduce a long-standing trade imbalance and for China to take more of their exports, he said. While many African countries, some of which are facing energy crises, will welcome help with their transition to renewables, Paul Nanchula, a research associate for the Africa Center of Strategic Studies in Washington, D.C., explained China also benefits greatly.
If you look at the green growth, for instance, the technology which is marketed to African countries, which African countries have to buy either through loan finance or directly through commercial entities, that's one way in which China benefits.
Since the pandemic, China has been shifting the priorities of its global infrastructure building project, the Belt and Road Initiative, or BRI, to what it has dubbed the Green BRI. Other topics up for discussion at this FOCAC will include agricultural modernization, information technology, and education and training. African leaders will also be looking to get a one-on-one with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
As a global power competition intensifies and we're seeing a widening gap between China, the US and the West, I expect in this forum China to try and consolidate its ideological and political alliance with the continent. So we see that Chinese products are increasingly facing tariff restrictions in the US and Europe. And I believe China will be looking for alternative markets in Africa.
If you look at the green growth, for instance, the technology which is marketed to African countries, which African countries have to buy either through loan finance or directly through commercial entities. That's one way in which China benefits.